Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Discuss, challenge, inform, comment, viewpoint on Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
Live comment and discussion with studio guests. Viewpoint.
It is Tuesday, the 27th of July. A very good day to you all. You're listening to Viewpoint, Talk Radio Europe's current affairs programme, discussing the issues of the day with invited guests with you for the next 1 hour and 56 minutes or so. If you want to get in contact with the show, if you've got something to, we want to get it off your chest, we're going to be looking at a variety of issues today. What's in the papers? We'll be looking at the issue of transgender people in sport with the Olympics going on. Do you think the Olympics should have taken place in the current climate? Is it a placebo, a welcoming balm amidst all the confusion? Looking at the latest in terms of vaccinations, your thoughts on perhaps the anti-vax demonstration that took place in Trafalgar Square? There has been quite some reaction on social media to an ex-nurse comparing medical professionals and the media to those in the Nuremberg trials. The numbers, if you want to get involved, people are getting involved already, so let's go for it, shall we?
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And those are the numbers to get in touch. Let's have a look at the papers, though, this morning before we get... Oh, so it's itching. Yeah, people getting on, but itching to get on is my special guest, Rosalind Scott. Good morning to you, Rosalind.
Good morning, Giles. You almost forgot about me.
I wouldn't forget that. You're sitting directly opposite, but socially distant from me. But the thing, you know...
After spraying
and me...
And you.
And me. The thing is, she's just sort of saying, what about me? How can I forget? Good morning to you, Rosalind.
Well, you almost did.
I wouldn't know. Okay, I was going to bring you in after going through the papers.
Okay, sorry.
But obviously people are itching to get on the show today. They've got some viewpoints to get across. Good morning to you, Rosalind.
Sorry to cramp your style, Giles.
There is no style.
Hello, Giles, and hello, everybody else.
How are you doing today?
Good, very good.
Marvellous.
Yes, raring to go.
Right then. 952-78-4000. First, if I may, let's have a look at the papers, shall we? Pure gold at the Olympics and tags for burglars' plans. Lots of pictures of... Tom Daley in tears, the Olympic gold medalist. Let's have a look at what the front pages are saying, though. Starting off with Team GB, gold medalists are on all the front pages with pride of place going to Tom Daley, who has finally tasted Olympic glory. As the Daily Telegraph puts it, for the I newspaper, Daley is the baby of Beijing, who has finally come of age. A reference to his first appearance at Olympics in 2008. He seems to have been around forever. Times describes the medals as a gold rush on Magic Monday, with Britain regaining its Olympic fever. Daily Mail says our Team GB heroes gave the nation something to smile about, amid the COVID misery. Boris Johnson's strategy for fighting crime in England and Wales makes the lead for several papers. The Times and the Daily Telegraph focus on his plans to put electronic tags on more burglars, robbers and thieves after their jail sentences to track their movements and cut reoffending. The Daily Mail gives prominence to another measure, a pledge by the Home Secretary Priti Patel, to make criminals clean up streets and green spaces to ensure that, in her words, justice is seen to be done. Quite handy if you wanted a case next. Anyway, the Daily Express highlights remarks by the West Yorkshire Chief Constable John Robbins that frontline police are treated like Britain's punch bag. Writing in the paper, he says officers are punched, kicked, pushed and spat at every day. He appeals for cross-government support and what he calls a meaningful police covenant under which officers and staff are looked after by the state. Mr. Robbins also expresses disappointment that police working on the front line of the pandemic have not been deemed worthy of a pay rise. For its main story, The Guardian says Downing Street remains cautious about declaring a turning point in the pandemic despite a significant drop in COVID cases for the sixth day in a row. It says the fall cannot be fully explained by scientists yet. The sharply declining numbers intrigue many papers. Has the third wave peaked already? The Sun asks. So why are infections plunging? And will they go up again? The Daily Mail wonders. According to the Daily Telegraph, civil servants in Scotland are to be encouraged to add pronouns to their email sign-offs under plans for a transgender inclusivity drive. It says the Scottish Government is backing proposals that would ask its 8,000 workers to take a pronoun pledge. Under which they would add terms reflecting their gender identity, such as she, him, or he, him. Callers coming in, presumably wants to get their point across really quickly. Morning, caller, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please? Ah, yes, those magic sounds of an answer phone, obviously. Anyway, moving swiftly onwards. Don't know what that was. Anyway, where was I? However, the paper adds that an internal survey found that almost 60% of staff were opposed to the idea, with comments such as stupid and authoritarian. Finally, the Times reports that horseflies are enjoying a population explosion this summer, fueled by the combination of hot sun and rain. It warms that the bite of females can cause allergic reactions and skin infections, requiring hospital treatment, like it wasn't interesting enough already in the UK. The British Pest Control Association tells the paper the creatures are drawn to cool water and households should drain paddling pools and remove standing water to deter them. I should know about that. I got bitten to what's it yesterday. Anyway, moving swiftly onwards, the migrants bringing small rural communities back to life in Spain. Several projects run by non-profits are helping asylum seekers find jobs and housing in villages at risk of disappearing due to population exodus, such as Bruñuelos in León province. Also, a large wildfire burns over 1,600 acres in Catalonia. Spanish golfing champion John Rahm withdraws from Olympics after testing positive for COVID-19. The masseurs, I think they mean physio for the cycling team, not masseurs, honestly, and a hockey coach have been quarantined following coronavirus. If there's one person you don't want to have coronavirus, it's your physio. And Spain's regents ramp up vaccination drive as coronavirus cases continues to rise. Measures are being implemented to target people who did not get vaccinated when it was their turn, amid warnings that up to 90% of the population will need to be immunized to reach group immunity. Meanwhile, over in oh, brilliant! I just had a WhatsApp. Sorry, the Facebook message in, which I will read out in a minute. But that is pure gold. Thank you very much. I'm getting messages as well about no reception in Mallorca. I will get tech on it immediately. Just one sec. Okay, let's go live to the lines. You're obviously all itching to get on this morning. Morning, caller. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hi, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's Johnny Mehas.
Yes, Johnny Mehas.
Something about the use of pronouns. I was only sort of half listening. Could you do that again?
Yeah, I can do the use of pronouns again, although it's been a while since I did my English, but here we go. So, the main story about the use of pronouns, and I'll come on to this, and good morning to you, Hobson, good to have you with us, is the following. Where are we? Let me just go through it. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen. Civil servants in Scotland are to be encouraged to add pronouns to their email sign-offs under plans for a transgender inclusivity drive. The Scottish Government is backing proposals that would ask 8,000 workers, its 8,000 workers, to take a pronoun pledge under which they would add terms reflecting their gender identity, such as she, her, or he, him. How's that for you?
Well, it just seemed to be the opposite to me. If it was like the transgender thing, normally is don't say he, she, or whatever, because we're it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm just reading the notes that have been given to me, John, at the moment. But let me go through that. I'm sure during the course of Viewpoint, we will be able to sort that one out. How's that?
I'll listen intently.
Intently is always the best way to listen. Thank you very much. Back to those headlines as well. I think you've all had three shredded wheat this morning. The Guardian, picture of Tom Daley. I'm so proud to say I'm a gay man and also an Olympic champion. And also the headline, ministers urge caution as COVID cases plunge again. The Metro, golden balls, spelt B-A-W-L. Hero Tom's tears as Team GB taste triple Olympic glory in Tokyo, and a picture of the medal winners yesterday. Also, picture of Wayne in the mirror, picture of Wayne Rooney snogging somebody. Olympic success, pool's gold. Pool's gold is the Daily Mirror's headline, highlighting the aquatic triumphs of champion divers Tom Daley and Matty Lee, as well as 100 meter breaststroke winner Adam Peaty. What an achievement that was, along with the mountain biking title. The paper says Team GB's gold rush has begun. Daily Telegraph, Magic Monday, 3 golds for Team GB. And one agonizing near miss as Tom Daley finally tastes Olympic glory. There's a picture of the cyclist on the front page of the mountain biker. Bloody gods. Also, freed burglars to wear 24-hour tags. The Times, picture of Tom Daley as well on the front cover, and Matty Lee, 6 consecutive, PM gets tough on burglars, crime-fighting plan, extends use of tags, stop and search. That's an interesting one. And street cleaning for offenders. Like to hear your thoughts on that one. Daily Mail, pure gold, it's glory on Magic Monday. Crackdown on crime, pretty, I'll make yobs clean the streets. Okay, Daily Express, golden wonder, tears of joy of British heroes victorious in Tokyo. Chief Constable rages, police are nation's punch bag. FT, picture, diving for gold, great picture in synchronized diving. Daley and Lee take Olympic honors for Team GB. And also, crypto has no inherent worth but is good to trade, says Man Group Chief. The Daily Star. Right then, Daily Star pleads for someone to give Harrison Ford a call in his guise as Indiana Jones amid a claim that the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy Grail are both buried under a crumbling country estate in Burton-on-Trent. Let's not say that we don't cover all the bases there. So those are your headlines for better, for worse, or for Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. This Tuesday, the 27th of July. I'll get this feeling it's going to be one of those shows. If you want to get involved with the show, then these are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Viewpoint with Giles Brown.
Right, let's go to the WhatsApps first before I bring in Rosalind, who is waiting eagerly. Looking at the WhatsApps in already this morning, just dealing with a few. Mallorca, I know we have problems with you getting through to you, but we're getting the tech team on this as soon as possible. I know that we are loud and clear in Ibiza as well. So good morning to you if you're listening to me. Sorry. Or us even get the right pronoun in Ibiza this morning. So the WhatsApps, just let me deal with this. Thank you so much. The WhatsApp this morning say, we can also talk about the whole space thing as well, this Elon Musk thing. When Mr. Musk landed, did he have to show a double vaccination or PCR test? Probably not, but there you go. Right then, no to trans. No to Tokyo 2020. Should have been postponed for 2024. Shift everything 4 years, including 2022. Is the UK still paying £4 million per medal? They forgot it. Tony Johnson, don't you have enough interesting and perhaps controversial topics to discuss? Do you really have to read out sports stuff and UK newspaper headlines? Just my viewpoint. Yes, viewpoints are like, you know what? Everybody has one. Good morning to Hobson, who says... my new gender is thou. Wherefore out thou? That's how I want to be known. Yes, it is thou in Ibiza. So there you go. Gender, Rosalind.
Gender, yes. Okay, before I go any further, let me say I am very supportive of anybody who, of the whole LGBT group, or anybody who chooses to live their life the way they want. So that's not what I'm talking about. But I am talking about the transgender lobby, and particularly the large one in the UK. If anybody wants to look up Stonewall, which has now 160 employees and a budget of £9 million.
Yeah.
And they've also got 132 of the very large companies, very impressive companies, who are being pressured into these absurd, extreme behavior. And we can talk about women's sports separately with the Olympics, because we've got six transgender in the Olympics at the moment.
Right.
And what New Zealand weightlifter that I saw, who had a voice like this,
well,
and looked like a man.
I know quite a few ladies got a voice like that, Jocelyn.
I'm just jealous, but and then taking, you know, he won as a male 6 years ago, and now has trans into a female. To me, this is grossly unfair, but this is just one point.
But you could argue that, listen, they have made the transformation, so therefore they wish to be regarded as a woman. Or are you saying, okay, well, in which case we should have male, female, and trans categories in the Olympics?
Okay, well, if you want to do it like that, fine. But I think it's grossly unfair to women to have them a transgender in the women's athletics, personal opinion. But secondly, for example, there's now a very, very strong pediatric gender medicine. Until recently, hardly any children presented at gender clinics. But in the past decade, the number has soared. Now, there's a big pressure on children to sort out their sexuality. Well, this is ridiculous. They're bringing in people to give talks to children about, a child is learning. They're going through the learning stage till you're 18, at least, and then I hope you're still learning. But until that time, you're absolutely not, in my opinion, able to make that permanent decision. Whereas these pediatric clinics are starting them on
Yeah, but you're talking
on drugs to block puberty, cross-sex hormones, and surgery.
Right.
A child of 12? Come on. I mean, I played with guns, you know, guns because cowboys
when
and
you
Indians
were, a child,
were on.
I hate Rosalind, yeah.
Last week, that's right. No, I had to put them away last week. But whereas there was never any thought that I wanted to change my gender, it was because what was coming on television. But anyway, and what about peer group pressure? So you have a friend who thinks they want to be a boy and you're a girl, and then they put pressure on you to do it. I mean, it's just,
and we go
can't
live,
make these
we're
decisions.
We're going to go live to the lines. 952-78-4000. Morning call, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Good morning, Giles Brown. Good morning, Ros, who I find myself in agreement with for the first time ever in my life. Okay, Ros.
It's the second time.
Listen, maybe I've been living on my own on my mountain too long, but I think the world has gone nuts, right? Absolutely, we should not be impressing on children their sexuality or influencing them at a young age. Where are we going to be in another 20 or 30 years' time when the normal keeps moving in a direction where the world is so unrecognisable? It's absolutely nuts. And as far as the demonstrations go, absolutely brilliant. So this is going to upset a lot of people, but, you know...
You mean this is the demonstrations we saw over the weekend? You mean this one in the UK and in Trafalgar Square, which was quite controversial?
Worldwide, Giles.
Right.
Worldwide.
Okay, we had France as well, 160,000 people, yeah? Jason?
Oh.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Gone. If he's gone.
Yeah, he seems to have gone.
Okay, let me... I haven't finished.
No,
I haven't finished my rant. So, and now there's a new group of young girls, trans-identifying minors, teenage girls who just a minute. Sorry, I'm just trying to get the facts here. Fast-tracked to hormones and surgery, even though there's no evidence that these will help. This is a whole new field. And these are young girls, you know, in puberty.
Yeah.
Taking drugs, hormones. Now,
I mean, the thing is, here's a thing for you, Rosalind. Do you think that, because we always had tomboys and whatever at school, do you think that now that we are so, and here comes the word, woke, that we are suddenly going, okay, if they want to play with guns if they're girls, or if they want to dress up as my whatever princess from Frozen if they're boys, do we now think that's the people are saying so quickly, okay, that's a signal, therefore we're going to fast track them to
absolutely
to, yeah.
Well, that's what's happening, and parents are kind of stuck, you know, with their mouth open, not knowing what to say, because as soon as you criticize it, they're told they're discriminating and not giving their child freedom. There's interviews. Now, this is not brought up very often, but these are ones who went through this, and it's ruined their life because of the drugs and the hormones that they've been put on.
Let me just bring in, I got Jason's back again. Yes, Jason.
Hello, Giles.
Yeah, you're still on, Jason.
I got cut off there. What I was saying was, this is the last gasp of humanity rebelling against a tyrannical system, shouting out for all it can with all heart and brain against the tyranny. Now, the people that have capitulated and are all for it will obviously say that I am speaking nonsense.
Right.
But if you're on the other side, on the 20% where it will end up, that are about to be suppressed, apartheid, just like I'll draw, somebody else has drawn the connection, so shall I, to what happened in the Second World War. When you marginalise a percentage of your population,
yes,
it is nothing short of discrimination and oppression. And to do it on medical grounds, contravening the Nuremberg Code, is absolutely disgraceful.
They could argue that we're in the middle of a global pandemic, Jason.
We can argue what we want, but
yeah,
it don't make it right, does it? Because what supersedes this damn pandemic is the Nuremberg Code and human rights. What we don't do in the face of a pandemic is sell our souls to a tyranny.
Okay.
Right? This is what happened in the Second World War, and the history is beginning to repeat itself. Listen to President Biden saying that the pandemic is the unvaccinated. Listen to Boris Johnson saying that they're all nutters. What's happening is these people are going to get persecuted, punished, and segregated from society, which is an absolute abhorrent evil and not justifiable on a pandemic.
Jason, thank you for calling. We've got lots of other calls, but call back in again. Nice to hear from you. 952-784-1000. Morning, caller, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hi, Giles. It's Teresa.
Morning, Teresa.
Back to the transgender thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that there have always been transgender people. I mean, there was a film a few years ago. I can't remember
the Danish.
Danish girl. I mean, so they've always existed, but it just seems like now people are being encouraged to be transgender. I've heard very small children actually knowing at the age of 2, 3, and 4 that they are in the wrong body. And I believe that they know what they're talking about. But I've also heard of a case where someone who was allowed to change sex now wants to change back and was suing the British government for giving them a sex change because they said they didn't know what they were doing. So it's a very, very, very complex situation. And if you can sort it out, I'll be ever so impressed.
Thank you very much for that. Rosalind.
I just want to clarify one more time. The first thing I said was I was not against transgender people at all. I'm against the transgender lobby that's going on and pressuring companies, individuals, schools, medical clinics into changing their philosophy and attitude to people. So I just want to clarify that one more time.
And we go live to the lines again. Morning, caller, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Kate Costablanca.
Morning, Kate.
quick reply to Jason.
Yes?
I think he's got rather drunk on abstract nouns.
There's always... If you're going to get drunk on something, I suppose abstract nouns is a new one anyway.
But the freedom. Freedom from what?
Well,
freedom is an abstract noun and doesn't mean... Well, it means it's a bit like the referendum, isn't it? You know, Brexit means anything that the
Brexit means Brexit, Kate. You should know that by now. We were told that enough times. Let's not get that particular
right.
hole.
I now know, absolutely certainly, that sovereignty equals no lorry drivers.
That's an equation that I wasn't taught in my algebra class.
No, but it's actually...
You forgot the fruit pickers, Kate.
It's a highly concrete reaction to the artificial concept of sovereignty. Cheers.
Thank you very much for that one. Right then, Ros, give me 2 seconds. I just want to go through some of the... if you want to get involved with this morning's viewpoint, these are the contact numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Right then, it's back to the WhatsApps we go. Okay, so... I'm not putting David Hasselhoff Looking for Freedom on, thank you very much. But there's a song, Hasselhoff is in Spain, by the way, celebrating his birthday. Right then, these coming in. So on +34 645 99 67 95. We are run by whomever shouts the loudest. And if one tells them they are wrong, then the brown stuff hits the roof. It's anonymous. I personally have zero respect from anyone who chops their off and sticks a pair of on them, and thinks that I need to call them Chloe. Another one in. It's a mental illness which needs to be tackled, as with any other mental illness disease issue in the UK. It's not dealt with. Tomboys don't chop them off. You may argue that they may be more likely to be homosexual, but that's not the same with interfering with one's whatever. Transgender only became a thing in the 1960s. Perhaps Teresa is confusing it with transsexuality. This one in, quite succinct. Giles, what is this woke word? Woke is meaning, well, woke is meaning. How would you describe woke? I mean, at the moment it seems to be like snowflake. It's a term of derision by many on others. I mean, woke is highly, highly sensitive to the demands or the affirmations of others to be regarded as transgender, not to be massively politically correct, would you say, Ross?
I think we're not allowed to have an opinion on anything.
Right.
Because you're going to hurt somebody. Some snowflake. Will be hurt.
Some snowflake will be hurt.
No snowflakes. I think that's what woke is.
No snowflakes will be hurt in the making of this program. Looking at, well said, Jason, people need to wake up. Thank you. Thank you very much for that one. Woke is an alert to justice, injustice in society. That's woke. Thank you very much for those.
By whose opinion?
By whose opinion? Well, by the person who's making the woke decision.
Exactly.
952-78-4000. Good morning to Jose Maria and Sharon and Michael and Stuart listening in via the app. 952-78-4000 is the phone number.
Well, I just want to go on about the detransitioners. That's right, who took hormonal and sometimes surgical steps towards transition, only to realize that they'd made a catastrophic mistake.
Right.
And of course, there's no way back. But that's the physical side, but the mental repercussions, the mental wounds go far deeper. And they bought into an ideology that is incoherent and constantly shifting, where this is the problem. Children, young people who are still growing and developing their thoughts, being pressured by transgender lobbies, by lobbies or huge organizations. This is what's worrying.
Are you seeing that in your daily life, Ros? I mean, are you seeing this thing happening? Do you come across this wokeness? Do you think that, you know, this is the beginning of a trend then?
It's, well, in my daily life, I don't necessarily see it, but in the figures I come across internationally, it is a huge growing trend. That's why it's a... This Stonewall, I do suggest our listeners look it up, is growing daily. Their budget went from something like 30,000 to 9 million. It's clearly growing. And they make it up as they go along. And companies buy into this. They pay £2,000 to join, and then they're given lectures on how they should treat their employees and what rules and laws they should bring into the company. And the companies feel caught in that they have to accept this, otherwise, you know, they'll be fined by the government or something. So it is growing, and that's why there's a big concern. And if they're bringing in people to talk to children, young children, about sex and sex education, it's growing, and it's having an influence. And not every child has strong protective parents who look after them and make sure they're just given love and guidance.
But isn't giving children or young people information a good thing, Ros? I mean, you can't say, oh well, we're going to keep this.
Who is choosing what these lecturers that come in to talk to children about sex education? I mean, they're changing the books in the schools also to be us and they, and careful about your pronouns. Who should decide this? Who does decide what this transgender person is going to say, or what kind of pressure? They're putting a certain amount of pressure on children to decide what their sex is before, and I take it as far as to the age of 18. Nobody should be pressured or maneuvered in any way. After you're 18, maybe you have a good idea what you want to do, how you want to live your life, or you have a better idea.
If you are confused at that age, surely one could argue that it is better to have those avenues. If you're exploring your sexuality, if you think you are in the wrong...
At what age?
Well, take it from... You want the information.
10 years old? 10 years old? 12 years old? No. Puberty? 13? 14? No.
Right, okay. WhatsApp's coming in. We're appeasing. We're appeasing to something or other. I can't quite read that. Cosmetic surgery in the NHS. These practitioners are far worse. And again, at the cost of the NHS, cosmetic surgery on the NHS should only be done for those who need it because of illness, etc. We've got a caller on the line. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Morning, calling 11 TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Morning, Charles. It's Peter.
Morning, Peter.
Good morning. Rosalind, you just don't realise all the years you've been banging on about women's rights and the fact that companies have been bent over backwards to do women's rights, and now you're seeing exactly what you've been asking for women's rights, for transgender rights, so you can't really complain. Well, I think you are. This is not a simple... I suspect a lot of people think I'm going to go and trash the transgender community. This is, in sport, this is nowhere near as simple as it looks.
Right.
Poor old Castus Femenia, she's been banned. It's believed that a couple of the big races in the not-too-distant past where the three medal winners who were supposedly female were not female. And this has been going on. Forget all the transgender side of it. In sport, it's a very, very serious problem they've got. And because we've moved away from a meritocracy, because of Rosalind's demand for rights for certain individuals, now everybody wants those same rights. And as I've said before, if you keep putting people in boxes, you have to keep dividing the boxes, and in the end you end up with so many boxes and everybody thinks everybody else is getting something else,
which is that's the woke definition of woke as extreme, Peter.
Exactly, the extreme woke, that's what we've got. And that's you can't put the genie back in the bottle, Rosalind. You've asked for it, you've got it. So but as far as sport's concerned, Castus Semenya, poor girl, whatever she is, and I don't mean that in a condescending way, she has male genitalia inside her, and she has high levels of testosterone, and she's been banned, and she refuses to take testosterone-lowering drugs to bring her into what they say is the normal level.
Yeah.
Where is normal? I do not know, because men get banned for having high testosterone. I've been... failed a drug test when I was a powerlifter many, many years ago. And it turns out, I didn't know till many years later, that I'm what's known as a super responder. So any drug you give me, if it is a drug that would make you drowsy, it would knock me out. If it's a drug that makes you crazy, it would make me 10 times more crazy.
Right.
I am a super responder to all sorts of drugs. I have very high, natural, very high testosterone levels. I border the being the, well, I did. I'm much older now, but I borderline being banned. So who makes these numbers up is more important. And we are in a transitional, not a transgender, a transitional period in sport, because many, many, many people are, their levels, because of the diets we eat, the way we train and evolution, many, many people, and we have better science now. And this hormone suppressing drugs has been around forever and a day. My brother is a three-time Olympic gymnast who trained at the Vladimir School of Gymnastics in Russia for the best part of a year. Who's been to China, when China, well, he was competing against East Germans and things like that. And many, yeah, many of those girls were given, you look at the tiny little gymnasts from the 80s and 90s, they were all on hormone suppressant drugs. So they were going up against 14, 15-year-old girls from America who had boobs and hips and were women, and these tiny little things were girls.
Yeah.
And it's been going on for years and years and years, and now we're at a position that they have to somehow find a way to be inclusive to these people that happen to have maybe a wrong chromosome, if they're not a double X or an XY, or they have internal genitalia that they're not supposed to have. Their levels are too high on testosterone, too low on estrogen. Where do we go? So this is it's a tiptoe moment, and we have to try and accommodate these athletes. Now, everyone's jumping on the transgender thing, and yes, of course it's wrong. And people say, I think it was you that said earlier, Giles, that if they've made the transition, then why shouldn't they? The problem is that, as me being born as a male with high testosterone levels, with the bone density of a male and all the advantages of a male, if I'd now change to a female, I don't lose those advantages. My testosterone levels would drop, but I would still have the bone density and the muscularity of a male. So that's a very difficult one. And where are we going to go from here? They have to call in the experts, which they're doing, and they're trying to find a happy medium. But in modern medicine, we keep giving these numbers out. We keep saying you should not have this much cholesterol, you should not have this high blood pressure, you should not have this much testosterone. Yet we're all different. And many of us are freaks, high or low, and they just keep trying to put everybody in these boxes and averaging them out. Sports-wise, this is a big issue, and I hope they can some way sort it out, because being an Olympian, being a sports person, and becoming an Olympian or becoming a world champion means so much to so many people. And I haven't been a world champion. It is the be-all and end-all. And for someone, just because of a couple of figures or a stroke of a pen, to take that away from someone, in my mind, is diabolical. And that's why I don't like politics in sport. But we're at a very difficult position, but it's been hijacked by the politically correct, the woke. And, you know, I know a former powerlifter who competed at a women's competition just to prove a point.
Yeah.
And, you know, he beat them hands down, and he's retired, and he's too old to compete as a male powerlifter. He absolutely slaughtered the woman. So, you know, it's a very, very difficult situation. I don't know the answer, and I don't know if anybody does know the answer, but hopefully it can be sorted. But before it is, many people's dreams are going to be destroyed, and many people's dreams are going to be destroyed because they have to compete against a man who's not doing it for the right reasons, is doing it just for the fame and the glory. So where do we go? So,
Peter, thank you very much for your comments, informed, and good to have you with us as well.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks very much. 9527 84000. I'm going to take a short break and then back with more Viewpoint.
Viewpoint with Giles Brown.
Always live, always lively. If you want to get involved with this issue, we're not going to do the whole show on transgender, just for those of you who want to go on to something else as well. So let's just, if you want to get involved with the show on this particular issue, though.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio at tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And I was going to go to Roz, but we've got a caller in, so just hold fire, Roz. I know you're itching to get back on, but here we go. 952-784-4000. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Yes, good morning. It's Sharon.
Morning, Sharon.
Alicante, hello. What can I say? I've got a lot of respect for Peter. I think he comes up with some incredibly sensible things, particularly to do with fitness and what diet, etc. And we are a minority who back Dr. Zoe Harkham. However, why is it that Peter feels the need to come on? And I'm not doing Roz's sticking, supporting Roz, because I know Roz can support herself. But it makes me angry that he comes on, and just because Roz happens to be on the panel, and I know you said don't make it personal, Giles.
I did indeed, Sharon.
But he did make it personal. He was digging at Roz. Why can't he just be a bit more general? And I have to say, it's to blame feminism for the mess that transgenderism is in now is really unfair. I don't normally do personal these days. I used to, but this has really made me rile, and I think he should be more general in his criticism. And every time poor Roz is on, he goes for her. And we know how fit you are, Peter. We know that you know a lot about diet. In the main, I agree with you, but can you not just be a little kinder to... It's not very kind to people to come on and pick on the same person all the time. That's all I've got to say. And feminism isn't anything to do with feminism in itself. It's women trying to stick up for themselves against some very over-testosterone men. It's nothing to do with the current transgender mess. I totally agree with Peter. It's a complete mess. Children have been having... And Roz herself said at the beginning, if he'd listen, Roz herself said that it was very bad for children to have these pressures put on them. You cannot blame feminism for the transgender mess that we're now in. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that one, Sharon. Right, Roz.
Thank you, Sharon. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You are, but you can say that for yourself. You're never backwards and coming forwards, are you, Roz?
If we had
the webcam, it would be even more interesting half the time, but go on.
Well, Peter, you're totally, totally misguided on women's rights, completely misguided. I mean, the new ideology of body idealism is at the heart of the gender identity politics, is especially harmful for women, since the female bodies make demands in ways that male ones don't. So there's all the terms. Female bodies bear almost all the burdens of reproduction, and ignoring that fact doesn't change it. So governments, companies, charities now talk of people who menstruate, pregnant people, abortion seekers, birthing parents, where they would once simply have said women.
Right.
So you're completely off on this, Peter, and blaming it on women is very...
Got a caller on the line, 952-784-4000. Morning caller, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Kate Kostbanker.
Yes, Kate.
In the medieval period,
yes,
there were intense arguments about how many angels can you get on a pin.
On the head of a pin. Let's not the whole pin, just the head of a pin, Kate.
Thank you, yes, exactly. And thank you for the necessary precision. We don't care so much about that now, because people don't tend to believe in angels, so it's not a central...
Oh, you've really woken up some people now. I'll get those people who've got angels on their shoulders phoning in any second now, Kate.
No, I'm just saying that one of the... the reasons for the intensity of the debate is because it's an easy thing to have an argument about. I'd like to get back to things like government corruption.
We will do. But I just, obviously, Roz wanted to come on today and talk about this. We're not doing the whole show on this, and I know, and I've got several people saying, the thing with viewpoints, yeah, is the fact that we are a... One second, Roz, please. The thing is that we are a broad church, yeah? We are a broad church, and we like to throw it into mix, so it's not just always... Because otherwise, there used to be a time, yeah, when I would have two buttons on the desk, one marked Trump, and we haven't heard that for a while, and one marked Brexit, okay? And that was dead easy, and off we went. And with Nathan, God rest his soul, we could go on for 3 or 4 hours. But what we like to do with the viewpoint is throw in some various bits and pieces. We've done it before. We had Kitten a couple of weeks ago because he was over, especially. And I like to try and, so that everybody can have a go. So you don't have to have that sort of, that not in-depth knowledge of the political system or whatever. But we will go on to other issues in the second hour, Kate, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Ross.
I just wanted to say that, you know, my whole reason for bringing up this subject personally was nothing to do with the transgender community. It's to do with the transgender lobby, which is something I just don't think people are as aware of as I feel we should be. We should be awake about it and having an opinion about that. It's the lobby that's taking control because people are not bothering about it.
If you want to get involved in today's show,
to contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
We're just lining up some subjects for the second hour. Don't worry, we'll think. Let's have a look at the WhatsApp. Always live, always lovely. Don't forget, of course, as well, you can listen to us in a variety of ways. There is an app, of course, Talk Radio Europe Official. You can download it. You can find us on the gram. Yes, we're on the gram, the Instagram, that is. I heard it being referred to yesterday on the cricket commentary as the gram, so there we go, which is Talk Radio Europe Official. And you can go to tre.radio and download most of the programmes from the past 7 days. Back to, we'll kick off with the email, studio@tre.radio. You want to get straight to me. If this is from Gino, if people don't want to take the vaccine, that's their choice. They just won't be allowed into nightclubs and pubs, etc. That's their choice. In World War II, in Britain, everybody was issued gas masks for the protection. Was that oppression? We might come to that. We'll come on to that in the second half. Thank you. We're back on in Mallorca. So good to have you with us as well. I hope you won't beat the transgender thing to death, okay? I make the observation that the quote-unquote queer stuff has coincided with the decline of religion. Well, Christianity at least, not sure about other faiths. The Bible is quite specific and clear on these quote-unquote perversions. And yes, I could quote chapter and verse, but I'm not particularly religious myself. I like Peter. I always has great comments, even though he knows people will try and shout him down. Thank you for that, Tony. This one in from Max. Good show. Thank you very much. Just as you tried to describe woke, whatever is said, hesitation gets the better of us, ever decreasing circles in trying not to offend someone who wants to publicly say they're different. Can't wait to see them filling in application forms, i.e. Mr., Mrs., Ms., etc., white, black, etc., British, English. Where did that one go? The world's wording has gone potty now. Good use of the word potty. Cheers. Good luck sorting that out. That's from Max. This also coming in. Stonewall has been around since Stonewall Rights in the United States in 1969 and has been registered as a charity in the UK since 1989. And before agitating for transgender rights, it was well known for LGB, when I think it was just those were just the classifications, if that's the right word, rights, and latterly some additions to the alphabet soup, including transgender, but it's not their main agenda of advocacy, as Rosalind implied. Also, no one has the right not to be offended. Let's have a look. Okay, so there's some bits coming in here as well on the WhatsApps. There have to be parameters in sport. This is not for debate. Semenya fell those parameters, as simple as that. She's the sub 0.01%. Running is not a dead life or death cause, is another one. She'll survive and have a career doing something else. Also, impossible not to make anything personal when there are personal viewpoints. And this one, which I will keep anonymous. Again, you'll understand why in a second. And it says, the Bible is a book for cultists. The Bible is a book for cultists. So there you go. Viewpoint, all viewpoints normally accepted. Live to the lines. Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? I'll let you back on before the news. Don't worry. 952-78-4000. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
It's me again, Joel.
Peter.
Right. Let me try again.
Okay.
If
Sharon wants a broader brush, then feminism is, like, I didn't say feminism itself, is it one of the things, because of this wokeness divided into boxes. Now, as you just mentioned, Stonewall's been around forever. I don't know whether female rights or women's rights came before gay rights, but we're going back to the 60s.
Yeah.
And the pressure has been put on governments and corporations has grown exponentially in the last few years, and they bend over backwards to do it. And I mentioned last week when Kit was on, ESGs, which are economic, social, corporate governance. Now, all these large companies now are invested, the people that invest in them are mainly big finance companies, banks, insurance companies, all about buying their shares. Now, they will get points and be graded higher if they tick those boxes. That's what ESGs are all about. So they're constantly trying to attract money to these corporations. Then when the money comes into these corporations, they shout the climate change, they're going to stop emissions by 2050. They pluck these figures out of the air. We were employing more black people, more white people, more blue people. They just keep bringing out these sentences that mean absolutely nothing to anybody bar the people that are invested. And when they invest, then their shares go up. They use that money to buy back their own shares, and they don't invest back in because nobody can see the future, jobs in the future.
Right.
So all they're doing is increasing the wealth of these huge, great corporations. And as I said, it's the biggest transfer of wealth in the history of humankind, at least since we've had money or currency. And that is what they're doing. It's ESG. They have to, because of feminism, because of Black Lives Matter, because of racial equality, because of sexual equality, because of all these things, these companies have to be seen to be doing what's right. The fact that most of them aren't, and they're destroying the Brazilian rainforest, and they're doing the absolute opposite to what they're telling us. And as for the Stonewall thing, I remember speaking a long, long time ago, every charity is exactly the same. These charity CEOs, they earn 350, 400 grand a year. You know, and I'm not knocking the poor people that work in the Oxfam shop and do their bit.
Right.
But it's at the top. These are corporations that generate huge amounts of money, and they generate so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So they invest in companies who have the ESGs. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
We can't get away from it. And unless we went back to a meritocracy, this is where we are right now. And I don't care whether it's feminism, whether it's race, religion, any of those. This is what's going on. So I'll leave you on that one, John.
Thank you very much for that one, Peter. 952-78-4000. Roz.
Yeah, well, just to reiterate what I said before, Stonewall has been around for a long time, but it went from a budget of 30,000 to 9 million and employees of 160.
Well, yeah.
Now, just to give you an idea of the guidelines written by these trans lobby groups and adopted by schools, sports federations, social clubs, mean that toilets, changing rooms and dormitories are now segregated according to the sex that children and adults say they are.
Yep.
Parents are left in the dark. The new rules say that there's no need to inform girls or parents if males will be sharing sleeping accommodation or washing facilities. That's just to give you an idea of the effect it's having.
When you see, yeah. When you say that parents are kept in the dark, surely, Roz, that every school with a board of governors or every school with a responsible headmaster or responsible staff are going to let parents know what's going on?
No, I think increasingly people are afraid to open their mouths because as soon as they say something wrong, they get fired. Look how easily people are losing their positions.
As soon as they say something wrong, though. So, I mean, as soon as what you bring that up, I mean...
As soon as they make it an exception, as soon as they make an issue out of it.
Right, OK. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Studio, we had a call and I just lost it. studio@tre.radio is the email. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Europe Official. Coming up to the end of the first half of Viewpoint with me, Giles Brown, joined in the studio by Roslyn Scott-Gibb. Going back to the WhatsApps, just a quick reminder if you need to know which ones.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
10 minutes to the end of the first half. Just a quick one. Who wrong to whom? HR? This one in as well. The last time Stolen Wall's budget was £30,000 was over 30 years ago. That's just coming in. Right then, coming out to the end of the first half, we'll move on from the interesting issue, thank you, Rosalind, of transgender. It is indeed a tricky little labyrinth to manoeuvre. In the second half, after the national and international news at the top of the hour, we're back for more Viewpoint. If you've got something you want to get off your chest, let me know and have a general discussion about. Be good to hear from you. We'll be looking at the demonstrations, perhaps what's been happening in France and the UK, and also the situation in the UK, fallout from Dominic Cummings, what is Boris Johnson doing, and Priti Patel and fighting crime as well, and whatever else you want to add to the mix. International and national news up next, and then back for the second half of Viewpoint.
Discuss, challenge, inform, comment, Viewpoint on Talk Radio Europe.
Giles Brown.
Live comment and discussion with studio guests.
Viewpoint.
Always live, always lively. This week proving no exception with you for the next 56 minutes or so on this Tuesday, the 27th of July, joined in the studio by Rosalind Scott Gibb. If you wish to get involved with the show, then here are the numbers.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
A myriad of ways to get in contact with us. Let's look at some of the WhatsApps and emails coming in over the news break, and starting off with one into studio at tre.radio saying, please put me on Elon Musk's rocket to Mars, okay? Get me out of this Ionetic world gone nuts. Definition of woke. Gonna have to rebuild all the buildings in the world to house an infinite number of toilets to house an infinite number of gender types. It's bonkers, and I'm off to Mars. Thank you very much for that one. And also, Andy and Frank Harrell, good morning to you. Brexiteers and claim Johnson had done what Remainers said couldn't be done, i.e. negotiate a more favourable withdrawal agreement. When the agreement Johnson and Frost negotiated went to Parliament to be voted on and scrutinised, the likes of IDS in Duncan Smith sneeringly said that enough time had been spent scrutinising the details. Once the withdrawal agreement came into place, Ian Duncan Smith complained there were details in the agreement that hadn't been properly scrutinised. Johnson and David Frost, an unelected bureaucrat, negotiated the agreement and told the public in Great Britain and Northern Ireland what a good deal it was, and Frost was given a life peerage for his part. Now, both Johnson and Frost are saying what they negotiated and signed up for is not fit for purpose. What's not fit for purpose is Boris Johnson, Lord Frost and Co. Of course, Tusk, the European Commissioner, said there was not even a sketch. Rosalind, do you want to talk? What should we do? Have you got any thoughts on Boris Johnson, Lord Frost and Co.? Are they fit for purpose?
Well, I think they're an embarrassment, to be honest.
Right.
I mean, they had all that time to negotiate. In my opinion, the EU bent over backwards to be available to discuss the issues involved. And I mean, Boris just insults his public.
Still ahead in the polls, though. I mean, 54%. Let's look at some of the main... if only we had the webcam, listeners, the way Roz's face when she said... Let's have a look at some of the topics that are making the papers. Falling cases may be a data glitch. Government scientific advisor has said the call in COVID-19 cases in the UK is perplexing and possibly to do with schools breaking up. Dr. Christopher Jewell, a senior lecturer in epidemiology at Lancaster University, epidemiology, excuse me, has suggested that people may be less inclined to get tested if they have summer holidays booked, adding that there may be disruptions in the sending out of tests or data glitch. Downing Street has resisted declaring a turning point despite a huge drop in infections for the sixth day in a row, saying they believe the UK is not out of the woods. Holidays and testing. There's one at the moment, and if you are living, as most of the TRE listeners are, living in areas that are popular with tourists. For example, in Marbella, at the moment, the mayor has been arguing that because Marbella is going over the 100,000 per, sorry, the, over the 1,000 per 100,000 cumulative total. And she's saying, yeah, that's fine. And, you know, we're in level three at the moment in Marbella, in the whole of the Costa del Sol. She's saying that we have 400,000 people down here on holiday at the moment. So, of course, the level is going to go up. But I have it on good authority from one of the translators at the Costa del Sol Hospital. And good morning to you, that the ICU units are filling up again rapidly indeed. Looking at other headlines, though, as well. Oh, no, Roz. Yes, Roz.
Well, yes, but I it's certainly accepted by people in the field that the problem is the people that refuse to have the vaccines. It's very low, exceptionally low number that get COVID who have the vaccine. So this is the problem. Now, the quotes I've heard from the U.S. that they have to have a 98% vaccine, double vaccine, in order to get COVID under control. And the way things are going with the defiantly ignorant COVID vaccine objectors.
Well, it's a personal choice, Roz. You can't say, you know, it's a personal choice.
That's okay.
Choice,
no, I agree. I'm the first one to agree. Personal choice, but you are allowed. You're allowed to kill yourself. You're allowed to do what you want with your body. However, for example, if a person wants to get drunk, their choice. But if they then get into their car and drive and kill somebody else, they're not allowed to do that. You can smoke your head off. You can smoke 60 cigarettes a day. But if you're going to go into a room and pollute it with smoke, then the government has a right to prevent you from doing that. So I'm not talking about they can have control of their own body, but not kill other people.
Right.
And that's what it's accepted. It's this is scientific facts, and people are just they're in denial.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there have been large rallies in across the world, as Jason called in a bit earlier, and you can't deny there have been big rises. 160,000 people in France protesting against vaccine passports or passports, or you know, whatever you want to call them, to go to any function you want to get into bars, to get into restaurants, to get into sporting events. Boris Johnson talking about only last week about them having, you know, bringing in vaccination, proof of vaccination to be allowed into.
Absolutely. I agree with that completely. Of course. So if you choose not to be vaccinated, then fine. Don't go into the bars, the nightclubs, the restaurants, the airplanes that you would like to go to. Don't go to work because you won't be allowed into your office. And that's the only way we're going to... We're in a very unusual, unique, extreme situation. And it affects your neighbor, your friends, your family, not just yourself. So why do these people have such a difficult time getting beyond their own individual freedom?
Because I mean, a lot of people. I mean, I'm going to find something came up on Facebook, which obviously, and before you write in, there's nothing social about social media. I know that, but somebody puts there was a quote in for yesterday from a free spirit that really triggered me, and it basically because my family, my Scottish family are medical. Obviously one of my sisters is working as a district nurse and she had COVID, and another of my cousins has had long COVID, etc. And another one is a surgeon at in Glasgow. And basically it was saying, yes, thank you. Yes, I got the Facebook thing. And basically it was saying that all medical, the quote was, nobody gets involved in medicine. They only want to make money. It's not for the good of people. And it triggered one of those. I'll find it because it was I had to really employ a restraint of pen, tongue, and keyboard or keypad to deal with that one. If you want to get involved with today's show,
to contact TRE, please call 952 78 4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
952 78 4000 is the phone number. Studio@tre.radio is the email. This is also what I was looking for as well. Police are investigating comments made at an anti-lockdown rally about the hanging of medical staff after the Nuremberg trials. Speaking at a protest in Trafalgar Square, Kate Shemirani, get it right, a former nurse, asked for details of NHS workers to be collected and sent to her. Get their names, email them to me, she said. At the Nuremberg trials, the doctors and nurses stood trial and they hung. An ICU doctor wrote on Twitter, "This makes me want to cry." Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Good morning, Giles. It's Alf.
Morning, Alf.
Well, you've had a programme today, haven't you, Peter? Well,
we tried
to do with all that transgender stuff. I didn't wish that on anybody, because I used to be the union official that covered it in two unions, and it is almost impossible to deal with. You know, such is life. Anyway, what I was ringing up for is before Jason comes back on again to say, and you've mentioned it at least twice, all these demonstrations about people who are anti-vaxxers and all that, I just don't get it. They're demonstrating against something in a democratic country, France, Germany, Spain, the UK. They're demonstrating against something that the majority want. And in a democracy, it's the majority that gets the say. So the majority are saying and agreeing with the government. Unfortunately, you know, I hate people who agree with the Tories, but in this case, the majority of people are saying, as Roz quite rightly said, it's not about you protecting yourself, it's about you not killing somebody else. So, you know, get on with it, man up, get your jabs, get rid of this virus, and then we can have a discussion about, you know, what we really think. Remembering, of course, the single biggest issue to date isn't about the adults getting the jab. It's called, what are you going to do about the kids, and what are we going to do long term? Because if everybody in the profession is saying that this is going to be like flu, so next year you're going to have a jab, and a year after you're going to have a jab, and a year after that you're going to have a jab. You know, assume the kids aren't kids anymore, they're adults. And there's this big wave of kids who have not been jabbed, who have not been... And I recall when I was very young, I can't remember when, but there was no question. I remember being in the old days, go to the doctor's surgery, stand in a queue with 50 other people and wait your turn to be jabbed. I forget what it was for, but there was never a question. So everybody, you go and get your jab. So, you know, the concern now is what are we looking to for the future? And the people that don't want to have the jab, fine, but don't go on the streets demonstrating, trying to change the... I said this last week. Trying to change the opinion of people who have already made their minds up is virtually impossible. I've made my mind up. I've had my two jabs. You ain't going to change my mind. You can go and stamp your feet on as many corners as you want, but it isn't going to happen. And the last bit of that is, and I don't want to get into Brexit because that's just a total mess, but the question was, Johnson and the other guy, the unelected bloke who's now Lord Frost,
yeah,
are they fit for purpose? Well, you just have to listen, and I start this, you have to listen to the traitor, because the traitor was employed by Johnson. So Cummings, right, was employed by Johnson. What was going on in Johnson's head to employ him? But just listen to the interview and strip out all of the nonsense politics, strip out all of the stuff that's anti-Johnson and all that, and listen to what he was actually saying. Cummings was saying that as an unelected person, because he led the Get Out of Europe campaign and was successful, he had the right to decide what was going to happen in Britain. He thought he had the right that we are going to get rid of Johnson. You know, all they're going to do is build up a majority inside the Tory party. Yeah. And what are they going to do? Move a vote of no confidence in their Prime Minister, having just won a landslide election. You know, the guy is just totally, you know, he's a dictator by any other choice. And people like him give the civil service a bad name.
Yeah.
Most of the civil servants are brilliant people, intelligent people, who are unbiased politically in their working lives. They may have their own personal politics, but they do a fantastic job for the UK in all manner of areas. And to have a person like him, and I said at the time, when Javed Sajid left the first time, what right did Dominic Cummings have to tell him who he should and shouldn't have as their special advisers, keeping an eye on the Tory principles going on inside of the diplomatic circles and in the civil service? Yeah, he unbelievable. And people, you sit there and say, oh, he come out and he said, Johnson, you know, he shouldn't be there. And I, well, so what? What right has he got to then decide we're going to get rid of him, we're going to replace him with somebody else? He was only put there for mispurpose. And when the reporter said to him, do you not think that you've misled the British people? No answer. Absolutely no answer. Because he can't answer it, because that's exactly what they all think they can do. And that's what happens in all of these little weeny, you know, end of the circle of politics.
Yeah.
These little groups, far right, far left, wherever they think, you know. And just remember that the communist principle always was two people in a room, as long as they agree, that's a majority. You get three people outvoting 2-1, that's three people. Put five people in a room, that's how communism grew.
Right.
It wasn't because they all agreed.
Yeah.
It's just that they kept winning majorities in meetings because they outvoted. So you start with a principle, you know, you always vote with a majority.
But
this guy Cummings is something else.
We'll come on to that in a minute, Alf. I've got some more calls coming in. Thank you for your thing. Please call back. Thanks for it. Always good to hear from you as well. 952-78-4000, morning calling. You're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hello, Giles. It's Jason again.
Hey, Jason.
Listen, can you hear me, Giles?
Hey, loud and clear, Jason.
Right, the thing is, Alf, what I don't understand is, right, these anti-vax people, right, do not impose the will on others. They say to the vaccinated people, if you want to take the vaccine, that's your choice. And then coming back the other direction, it's not a symmetrical argument. It's emotional blackmail or guilt trip. Oh, you're so selfish. You're going to kill the rest of the world. And what's happened is now everybody's been demonised. But really, the people that are resisting jumping off a cliff like lemmings are only not stupid, because we don't really know where we are until about 3 months to 2 years ahead, if there's any implications when other viruses come or immune systems compromise. So these people are just looking after humanity,
Jason,
in a sense.
They're
not selfish. They're thinking of the bigger picture, where the other ones can't see further than the hole. They're all bleeding nose. They're all bleeding nose.
Jason, the woman called for people to send her the emails of doctors and nurses and medical staff and said they should hang.
The thing is, on the other side of the coin, these people have been threatened by their own medical colleges if they dare speak out the truth against the establishment view. People are absolutely livid, because all we ever get is one side on the media. The ones that do put another side across, which are also legitimate people, are withdrawn. So it's a not level playing field. It's biased in the direction always of the government, and it's absolutely unfair, and it's rotten to the core, Giles. What we've got is totalitarianism in action.
Jason, if you're asking somebody to send you emails of medical staff and doctors and journalists, and that's not totalitarianism? That's not? My friend, thank you for your call in. 952-78-4000 is the phone number.
Viewpoint with Giles Brown.
952-78-4000. Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hi, my name is Denise Carpenter. I'm calling from Santa Ponza. My viewpoint is on these demonstrations by the anti-vaxxers.
Yep.
Last night I spoke to my son, who lives in Birmingham. He's 36 years of age.
Hello, you're live on TRE.
Hi, it's Denise.
Hi, Denise. Sorry, we lost you there.
Yeah, I was chatting to my son, who's 36, lives and works in Birmingham. He got caught up in it. He was on a tram. They surrounded the tram. There was well over 2,000 of them, spitting, banging on the windows, hurling abuse at the passengers who were wearing masks. Now, my problem with all of this is not what they're objecting to, but the fact that our country is allowing them to object in this way. That is I'm shaking. I'm so upset.
I can hear it in your voice.
You know, this is ridiculous. Protest by all means. The police couldn't do much about it. They kept bringing in reinforcements, and finally, they got them to move off. They were stuck on this damn tram for 20 minutes.
What I find interesting about this whole situation, you remember when there were the women's vigils in Clapham Common, and the police broke that up, you know, for women sitting down, and yet they seem unable to be able to break up these high-profile rallies that, you know, like you said, people being surrounded in trams, people calling for health professionals to be hung.
It's absolutely crazy. I've been double vaccinated. I've been double vaccinated because I would like my freedom and I'd like to go and see my children in England, blah, 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 blah. Protest by all means, but when are we actually going to do something about how people are protesting? No wonder we can't get anybody to join the police.
Indeed, indeed. Thank you so much for your call, and glad we got you on the second time. Thank you for the call into Viewpoint. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. studio@tre.radio is the email. The Facebook page is Talk Radio Official. You can WhatsApp me on +34 645 99 67 95. This one in from Joan. Good morning. I had COVID in December, and since taking a serology COVID-19, and I have had IgM and IgE antibodies. This gives immunity, and I'm not at risk for others. You can still be carrying it. However, I'm not hearing any information for people who've had COVID and have natural immunity. You mean probably if you mean in terms of getting a vaccine, because again, I had this in January, February. It's 6 months in Spain, I think, before you can get your shot. So I'm expecting to hear from them within the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'll let you know how it goes. 952-78-4000. Morning, call, you're live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hello, good morning. It's Marlene in Calpe.
Morning, Marlene.
I just want to speak out a little bit for myself and people like me. I can't take the vaccine for medical reasons. And I've had two doctors have told me you must not take it. One of them is going to give me what you call a waiver to say that I can't take it because of medical reasons. Now, the thing is, people like me, and there are thousands, who can't take it because of medical reasons. I stood on the side just listening to everybody talking and everything. We're just sitting here hoping that everything will go well and that people who could take the vaccine would take it if it means it's going to keep everybody better. Yes? With everything. So I'm just speaking for myself and people like me, is we're stuck in a position where we really don't know what to do. And especially now they say that babies have to go to a restaurant or even to the supermarket with a note saying that you've had it.
I mean,
so we're really stuck here. We're just waiting and hoping that something can be done.
What's it like, Marlene, having to go out then, if you can't have the vaccine, you're unable to, and you want to?
Well, I haven't been able to have vaccines for nearly practically all my life, so I'm used to being extremely, extremely careful. Yes.
Yeah.
And of course, now I always wear a mask. I try to keep away. I still know people and that, but don't let myself completely off.
Yeah.
But I know the people I'm meeting. I know the people I'm facing, and they know about me too. And that is not too bad. It's just that for the future, I'd like to know what's going to happen, because now they are talking about, you know, now and again I go to a restaurant that people have known me for years, and I feel sick with them and everything. But if it comes to having to say that you've got to have the vaccine to have a restaurant, because if we went to one of our restaurants that they know us and we know them, possibly if the police came in to say, have you all got your tests? They might be closed down because I haven't got it.
Yeah,
you understand?
But presumably because you have medical exemption, you will have some sort of form or document, because believe it or not, they like a document in Spain. They have been known to like the occasional document.
Call it a waiver, I understand. I'm going to hope this week to see my doctor. The unfortunate thing about this too is that when it came up, I said I would ask two doctors again if there's a test to see if I can take it or not. Yes?
Yes.
There's no such thing. They both said there's no such thing, forget it.
Well, you have my sympathies.
So I can't do anything about that, you see.
Being cautious. You were taught to be cautious,
I've got
Marlene.
I've to be very cautious. Yeah. And be, yes, living animal type of life, but being very, very cautious.
Well, it's always good to hear
but
you.
I'm speaking on behalf of all the other. I understand there are thousands.
Yeah, Marlene, on the Casablanca, always good to hear from you, as always. Take care, stay safe. 952-78-4000.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
This one in from Jay. Giles, you took the words from my mouth. Exactly that. No holds barred as far as the women in Clapham were concerned, as they were soft targets. By the way, I thought there was supposed to be a ban on protests now. I don't think that one's come through at the moment. There you go. I'm looking in. To get involved with the show, 952-78-4000 is the phone number. studio@tre.radio is the email. The Facebook page, Talk Radio Official. You can WhatsApp me on +34 645 99 67 95. Just to let you know what's coming up for the rest of the day today. It's the 27th of July. Get my days right, get my months right. Following me, Stephen Ritson with Europe Today, of course. And Selena is with us. She'll be chatting to Christina Black about her book, Light at the End of the Tunnel. She talks about domestic abuse. Also at 3:30, award-winning journalist and author Arthur J. Magida, we're talking about the exploits and heroism of Noor Inayat Khan, codename Madeleine, in France during the Second World War. Indeed. So that is Selena. Dave is still away, so Jer is standing in, of course, for the rest of this week with The Daily. He will be speaking to Andy Bennett, former guitarist with Ocean Colour Scene, and now solo artist, about the release of his latest single. Michelle Hellman talks to Jer about the joy of being selfish. Do you frequently say yes to people and events to keep those around you happy? Do you find yourself emotionally exhausted and physically drained? Do people describe you as a pushover or too nice? If it's time to discover the joy of being selfish and reclaim your life through the art of boundaries, that should be a good one. Of course, we will have Spain Today with Bob James. And then there's a repeat of this program at 7 o'clock. That's all coming up today on TRE Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And this one in saying, how on earth can people follow and defend this disgraced nurse who incidentally was struck off the nurse's register? Her own son, in an interview on Radio 4, said she's beyond help. Her own son, that she said she should be prosecuted as well. An interesting family dynamic. 952-78-4000, the phone number, studio@tre.radio is the email, the Facebook page, Talk Radio Europe. And you can WhatsApp me on +34 645 99 67 95. Back after this break.
Viewpoint on Talk Radio Europe with Giles Brown.
Always live, always lively, joined in the studio by Ros and Scott Gibb.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
Just looking, this crossed my radar. A South Korean broadcaster has apologised after it used a pizza to depict Italy and Dracula to represent Romania during the Olympics opening ceremony. When Syrian athletes entered, the channel ran a caption that said, "Rich underground resources, a civil war that's been going for 10 years. For the Ukraine's athletes, it showed an image of the Chernobyl disaster. After an outcry, MBS said, "We admit there was a lack of consideration." A lack of consideration, Ross. People are saying that, you know, should we be having an Olympics at the moment, as we are, you know, because one of the things about having an Olympic Games in your country, it's supposed to bring revenue. It's a huge outlay. It's a huge amount of infrastructure needs to be put in. But you're supposed to rip it, you're supposed to reap it back with tourism, with, you know, the whole, with people coming to visit your country. It's not happening for Tokyo. It's going to, do you think it's going to be, this is a problem? Do you think we should have actually, you know, said, okay, you know, forget the Olympics issue? Because, again, there's no crowd. We seem to be seeing, as we saw today, the physiotherapist, I love the way they put Masur, the physiotherapist in the Spanish team tested positive. And if there's one person you don't want to get COVID, it's the physio.
Well, I think, no, I really felt for the last few months it should have been stopped way back. And I really feel for the athletes because they spend all this time, years training, and then at the last minute they're stopped because they're testing positive. And then what about all the Japanese people who will be paying for the next 10 years in their taxes that aren't allowed to attend? So it's costing, you know, billions. And then, of course, that one of the main reasons it hasn't been stopped is, of course, the prime minister. The Japanese prime minister is concerned about the election, which is in October. So yeah. He's concerned about being reelected. And the only other reason is the finance. But, I mean, they were damned if they do, damned if they don't. The only positive thing I've heard is where they continue with the Olympics. I'm talking about the future now, trying to prevent this from ever happening again. And have it in, choose one city in the world. I don't know how they're going to do that. And keep it there so you don't go through this all huge bills of building every time. And then having these mausoleums. Many of these buildings are never used again. Complete waste of money.
Well, I mean, you know, London 2012 is always put as a beacon of what can be achieved. 9 years ago, the British, you know, the Olympics in London in Great Britain was seen as a good thing. The Olympic Stadium is now used for football. There was a lot of ground route support, and just to have them. Good, nice one. Choose Athens then, of course. Original member of the Olympiad. But, you know, it's that whole thing about, you know, the world of sport, the nations coming together, and therefore, many white elephants. I'm getting some thoughts in on this one. Too many white elephants. And just let me read this. London 2012 was a huge waste of funds to so many white elephants. And as for sort of athletes, you feel sorry for athletes missing out. I mean, let's take from like 1970 backwards, say from 72, when the Olympics really should have been stopped because of the Munich attacks. Then you had 1976, there were no Africans at the Montreal Olympics. Then you had 1980, where, of course, the Soviets had invaded Afghanistan, so no American athletes. Then you had 1984, Los Angeles, no Soviet air. So the athletes are used to, if you like, it's unfair on them, but it happened before with them missing out on going to Olympiads.
Well, I just think it should have been stopped. I mean, at what point do you decide to stop it? But just the complete waste of money, huge amount of money, is just appalling.
You could say that, however, though, it's something that unites the world. I mean, I'm not a big fan of
it. It doesn't unite the world.
Everybody's watching.
They're all competing with each other. I don't think it's bringing people together at all.
Well, we've just been through... I know you're not a football fan, but we've just been, neither am I, but we've just been through the Euros. You couldn't help to mention to see that. I mean, again, that those sort of events bring together, especially when you're living in an international community like several of us do, if we're living on the islands or we're living on the costas. You know, we have, you know, the Swedes are playing the Ukrainians and someone's playing Croatia.
I know, but the way they abuse each other, the fans abuse each other, it's horrendous. It brings out the basic animal of man.
The basic animal of man. I found out a new word, by the way. Do you know that in Danish, jul is calm, yeah?
Right, okay.
Calm, okay? And so in Denmark, they call their football fans Uligans. Isn't that
that's
just
good.
Great?
Yes,
952-78-4000. Morning, Cooley, alive on TRE. Wrong one. Morning, Cooley, alive on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Good morning, Giles. It's Ken in Nurka.
Morning, Ken.
First time I've ever heard coming on the radio, I was delighted. I have thought for many, many years, with the waste of money on Olympics, the waste of the venues going rotting in fields, why not hold it in Athens every year, and every country that enters pays a fee for their athletes to be there? It's simple.
So just have the Olympiad, return it to the site of the modern Olympics and have it in Athens.
Yeah. Just hold it in one venue every year and you can go ahead, can't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose every 4 years. I think Olympics every year would be a bit too much, wouldn't it, Ken? I mean, even if you were a sports nut.
But you still get your Olympics.
Yeah, but they don't get these huge sort of white elephants, as Richard referred to them, yeah?
Yeah, you don't get any... There's no legacy, and you can improve on it every year, the facilities, and keep the money in one place, run by the Olympic Committee.
Not a bad idea, of course. Not a bad idea, of course. Ken, thank you for your call in on that one, and thanks for being with us on the show, and enjoy your day in Nerja.
Same as you. Bye.
Bye-bye. This one in... Everybody's not watching it. This comes in from Richard. With capitals on the knot. Everybody's not watching it. If they are, it ain't live. BBC lost the rights. Okay, shows how clued up I am on this one. A study from Oxford University, other universities are available, found that the sports-related costs of London 2012 amounted to, brace yourself for this one, Ross, how much do you reckon that the costs of the Olympics were in London?
I can only guess. I mean, I hate to think. 2 billion.
15 billion.
15 billion.
Compared to 4.6 billion for Rio in 2016, 40 to 44 billion for Beijing. Well, that's because it's probably because it was Beijing. And compared for 51 billion for Sochi. I'd even forgotten that was Olympics in 2014. Was Sochi the Winter Olympics? Yes, it was indeed. Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
It's John Dodd.
Ah, John, how are you, sir?
Very well. You seem to be full of beans.
Well, you know, it's a healthy lifestyle. Well, I was only just thinking about you yesterday, John. The reason behind that is that I saw a Land Rover, which they were going to put a Merlin engine in, and I immediately thought of you. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Well, someone down here.
No. This was something. This was something, I think, in South Africa. But anyway, what can we do for you today, sir?
Well, I was just going to say that I've heard, and you're not on your own, you uttered the words pandemic.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the thing is...
You're going to tell me there's no pandemic, aren't you, John?
You're not on your own, and so it's Selena McKenzie. So just a euphemism, because they know there is. But who told you that there was a pandemic? Because you're confused, this dear lady you've got with you, I'm sure. I mean, have you seen bodies in the streets? I mean, or are you just going by hearsay, newspapers or what?
Okay, John.
They use it, don't they?
My family are medical... All right, I've got people who work in the Costa del Sol Hospital, okay? You don't need to see bodies piling in streets to say, yeah. My best friend was on a ventilator. He very nearly died. We have lost people who work in this radio station to this particular thing.
You've never lost anybody on the station, have you?
Yes, we have, okay? So don't come to me on that one, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for...
But the thing is, I'd like to know, and my daughters would like to know, and I mean daughters, yeah. The thing is... where is the pandemic?
Where is the pandemic, really?
It's not in San Pedro Alcantara. Go there through there quite...
What do you expect? Okay, John, you're obviously expecting to see something like from the plague dogs or something and people running around with carts shouting, we are bringing out your dead. John, good to hear from you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you later. 952-78-4000. Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hi, Giles, it's Alf.
Oh, Alf.
Right, Alf's a John Dodd. Oh, good job I'm not behind the tank. The Olympics are a waste of money. If this is all true,
right.
I know there are mausoleums. You can go to the Barcelona Stadium for the Barcelona Olympics, and there's one that was just left empty. But if it is a waste of money, why do all these countries fall over themselves to bid to host the Olympics? the country as a whole, it may have cost $15 billion in London, but I can assure you, just by listening to London government and the UK government, the amount of extra money that came in after, people wanting to go, I know West Ham played there, and it's, yeah, it's the wrong size stadium for a football ground. Yeah, yeah.
But think about Stratford. I mean, think about the improvements the infrastructure was put in for Stratford. I mean, nobody used to even think about Stratford, did they? And now it's become
Stratford
one of
was Europe's biggest railway siding. That's all it was achieved. It just used to keep all the old trucks and trains and whatever. And they transit, and it's not just Stratford itself.
Yeah.
It's the surrounding area. And, you know, and Docklands, you know, which is only 5 minutes away, they got a new train line out of it. Oh, you cannot believe how it transformed the whole of the East End of London and beyond. But also the amount of money it brings in to London. Even today, people still go there to look at the Velodrome at Hackney, look at loads of places. And last single point, because I don't like doing it with Jason, but Jason, you missed the point. These people, you know, I don't care if they go and march. I just say, what are they doing it for? But just remember one thing. You said, but all the media and everybody, they all put a bias on it. Well, unfortunately, whoever the majority are, tend to go along with people, and they're all created their own opinion based on some form of bias. I'll say it once. $350 million a week back to the NHS if we leave Europe. That was Brexit.
Yep.
That was the only argument for Brexit that held up all the way through the piece. If that wasn't biased, yeah, whoever did it, and the media jumped on it as well. Yeah, you know, they were bumming it up.
It was on the side of a bus, Alf. It was on the side of a bus. You couldn't really miss it, could you?
No, well, especially when they also put it on those advertising hoardings, and because they knew it was the winner. And if Cummings did one thing, that's the slogan. Never mind about all the other junk that goes on. You know, I was involved in electioneering for years, and you know, there's lots of stuff, but you know. When Blair came to power, it was simple. Here's our four messages. Never varied from it. Here's our four messages. Here's our pledge card. It didn't matter what was said on the pledge card. It was the fact that we had a pledge card and we're going to stick to the pledges. So the same with Brexit and the same this time. The fact that the majority are agreeing with the medical advisers, the government, whoever it is that they want to believe in, they're believing in it. Having, and to be honest, I knew that there were demonstrations, but you haven't heard of half of the damage that was caused and the clearing up afterwards. And why are the police not capable of doing it? Because every time the police get involved, that's what a lot of these, if you've never been involved in some of the left-wing movement stuff that goes on, they want the police involved because they want the fights and they want the punch-ups and they want the police there showing and battening people and all of that. And yes, they picked on that women's thing, yeah, absolutely quite wrongly, but they were provoked into it. And stupidly, they gave in to the provocation and got involved. And that's what would have happened if they'd have got involved in any of these demonstrations. As soon as the police go in, because they can only go in with batons and shields and, you know, all the guns, all the, sorry, not the water guns.
Steady, Alf.
Not guns, water guns. Oh, yeah.
On every demonstration these days,
there are armed police.
Yeah, I know, Alf. I just really see who's going in with guns.
But they don't flash them about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thanks very much for the call in there. 952-78-4000. Elizabeth, Liz in Brighton, good morning to you. Good to have you with us. Hi there. Japan could not stop the Olympic Games. Only the Olympic Board, the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, that's what it's called, could. And they didn't. Stay safe and take care. Good to have you with us. 952-78-4000 is the phone number. Into the last 4 minutes or so of Viewpoint. Don't forget tomorrow.
To contact TRE, please call 952-78-4000. Email studio@tre.radio. Send us a WhatsApp on +34 645 99 67 95. Message us on Facebook, Talk Radio Europe Official, or tweet us at TRE Talk Radio.
And live to the lines we go. Morning, call you live on TRE. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your viewpoint, please?
Hello, it's Sharon. Hi,
Sharon.
Just to be quick about this, I heard a documentary on the World Service before, I think it was before the 2012 Games in London, and they did say that the two most cost-effective Olympics that have been held in recent times were one in America and the other one in Barcelona. So I thought it was pretty interesting to hear. I'm sure London would have been added to the list as well, had the documentary taken place afterwards.
Thank you very much for the call in there, Sharon. Yes. Good to have you with us. The definition of a pandemic tells there is one. An epidemic that spreads to more than one continent. Another email. The Estadio Olympic was used by Espanyol, to be fair. People don't visit London to see the velodrome. Well, I don't know, there might be some cyclists. Good morning to you, cyclists. Next, you'll be saying people visit London to see the Queen. Okay, right then. Into the last 2 minutes or so, there's a message in here saying there's a big difference of dying of COVID or dying with COVID. If a person dies of a heart attack but has COVID, they're put down as a COVID death. If the person dies of a heart attack but had COVID, they are put down as a COVID death, not as a heart attack. Yeah, okay. I'll keep you anonymous, but hi, Giles, bring on the water cannons to deal with the thug protesters. Cheers. So some people with some equivocal things. That was, of course, the Trafalgar Square. I'm not sure that David Icke and Piers Corbyn and what's his name? Lawrence Fox would have been too happy to be, but as I said, as Alf said, they just wanted to have people that nothing would suit their PR game better than being stopped by the police. Almost out of time. It has been once again been a very busy. Any final thoughts, Rosalind? Because I know you've been, there's been quite a few subjects we've been dealing with today. You started off on one and we went all the way around the house. Anything you'd like to leave the audience with?
No, I think I'm speechless.
That's the way.
I will live to fight another day. A pleasure as always, Giles.
Rosalind, as always, good to have you with us on today's Viewpoint. Take care and stay safe. Right then, we are almost out of time on today's Viewpoint. Thank you very much for your calls. And we've gone through it again, keeping the personal. We've made it about the issues, and it's the exchange of views and exchange of viewpoints. Looking forward, if you want to think of a topic you'd like us to cover, several of you have been saying, why aren't we dealing with this? We try and deal with as many as possible. You can drop me an email even to giles@tre.radio, and I can get fully prepared and bring on the appropriate guests for that. If you want to come onto Viewpoint yourself, drop me an email to giles@tre.radio. Until we meet again next Tuesday on Viewpoint, I, of course, am filling in for Bill Padley for the rest of this week. So you lucky people have me tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. But those bongos means we've come to the end of today's Viewpoint. Thanks very much for all the calls and the messages. I'll see you tomorrow. Stephen Ritson is up next.
Views expressed on Viewpoint by invited studio guests and callers do not constitute an opinion endorsed in any way by Talk Radio Europe.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.